Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. I've been hearing about these great jobs numbers. Jeff, it's unbelievable. And I would suggest to you, it is unbelievable. Well, Dr. Dave Brandt's going to be along at 3:35, and we'll talk a little bit about these magical, mystical jobs numbers coming out today, just, 30-some days in front of the election. Now, you know, far be it for me, because I'm not a conspiracy guy, as you know. No, I'm not a conspiracy guy. If I'm going to get involved in conspiracy theories, I'm going to need way more tinfoil. But there is a part of me just sort of patting my chin and saying, don't they revise these numbers each and every time they release them? Yeah. And don't the good numbers, generally speaking, in Democrat Party administrations, don't those numbers, I don't want to go all conspiratorial on you, but don't they generally seem to be revised downward? Why, yes, that's exactly what happens. So when we hear the reports of the unbelievable job numbers, I am suggesting to you that those job numbers are unbelievable. That's all. I know their numbers, and you know I'm not a numbers guy, so I'm not going to go too far into the weeds on it. I can tell you how you feel about those numbers. That was my sort of bailiwick, right? I'm a soft science guy. I'm a blue book guy. I don't want to know how you make cells come together or separate or do any of that other magical stuff that happens in those biology classes with hard science laboratories. I got a blue book. I want to write about how you feel. Anyway, we'll talk about that with Dr. Dave Brandt. We're going to do that at 3:35. It is Friday, so of course, Stan Andruski, my brother from another mother, is going to be on with us. Get a little sneak peek of what's coming up on his show tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. on this very radio station in the garage with Stan Andruski. Then at 5:35, Mike Dickinson is going to be with us. And I know what you're thinking. Now, wait a minute, Jeff. Mike joins you every Wednesday afternoon at 5:35 and, you know, lets us know what's going on with crime and criminal type activity and untoward activity and inappropriate activity locally, sort of like Andy Ngo does on a national basis. You're right. So why is he here today? Because we're going to end the week on something that is absolutely, positively, totally, completely not related to politics or things of that. Well, maybe it is related to politics. I was going to say it's not related to crime, but maybe it is related to crime. There's a new Netflix documentary, 6 parts. It's called Mr. McMahon. And it is, in theory, a biography, if you will, of Vincent Kennedy McMahon, who has owned and operated what is now known as WWE for decades. That it's really an interesting story. If you go back to not his father, was Vincent J. McMahon, but no, you go back before that, you go back to his grandfather, Jesse McMahon. Jesse McMahon was a boxing promoter in New York. And then he did some wrestling, and so there was really a lot of money that could be made in wrestling. And then his son, Vincent J. McMahon, takes over that promotion, if you will. It's Capital Sports. Gorilla Monsoon owns part of it. Arnold Skolin owns part of it. And they're doing really well. And they've got this whole Northeast territory back when we had territories. And then the kid comes along, this guy, Vincent K. McMahon, and eventually buys it and turns it into what it is now. I don't know what it is now. I know the phrase is sports entertainment. I personally don't recognize it. To me, it's gymnastics, which is great. I mean, you know, if you're into that stuff, that's fine. I was a pro wrestling guy, and I loved the pro wrestling storytelling. And there was a true art form to it. People don't necessarily understand that. And I get it. It's not for everybody, or wasn't for everybody. Now it is designed to be for everybody. But Mike Dickinson is a pure wrestling fan. And I know he's had some great interactions with some of the superstars in that world. And so he's going to be along at 5:35. And that's what we're going to talk about. I just want to talk a little bit about this Mr. McMahon series. Have you seen it? If you have, do me a favor. Shoot me a quick text, would you? The Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. I'm just curious to know what you thought of it. If you did see the Mr. McMahon series, tell me what you thought of it. And you know what? While you're there at 833-804-1140, the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, let me know. Were you a pro wrestling fan, or were you a sports entertainment fan? If you have to ask what the question means, then you're not qualified to answer. I did mention that it was Friday. Now, certain things happen on Friday. Number one, I wear red. And I was a little late to the game. I was wearing my Patrick Henry Patriots shirt a little bit earlier when we did our lunch delivery for Julia's class. But I did change into a red shirt, Stanford University T-shirt. And you would have thought, truthfully, after all of the money I sent and actually sold one kidney to finance somebody's attendance at Stanford, that Stanford would have had the common decency to send me a T-shirt for free. They did not. I paid full price for this. But anyway, it is a red Stanford T-shirt. I am wearing that. Of course, I mean, it's Friday, and, you know, that's a day that ends in Y. And on days which end in Y, I wear at least one bracelet from my best buddy, Emily Morrissey, down there in Midlothian at emilysbracelets.com. And so I am wearing a number of Emily's bracelets. I'm wearing my Am Yisrael Chai bracelet. I'm wearing my Julia Katz Quest for Cookies bracelet. And because I didn't want anybody to have any questions on Fridays, I've got my red Emily's bracelet, so everybody knows. And why red? R-E-D. Means remember everyone deployed. Started a couple of years back by a few Marine moms who said, listen, we've got really, really good people that are serving far, far away from home. They're deployed elsewhere. Is it possible for us to just take one day a week and try and remember them? So that's why I wear red, R-E-D, remember everyone deployed. And because it is Friday and there is nothing that says Friday like a little dose of Peppa Pig, I am wearing my Peppa Pig baseball cap as well. You're going to have to let me know if you have gone to WRBA.com. You're going to have to let me know if there are any tickets left for Politics and Pints. I don't get any updates, so I don't know. If you have been putting it off, I mean, we're 12 days away. I'd imagine they're probably all gone at this point, but I don't know. So you can go to WRBA.com, see if we have one or two tickets left for Politics and Pints. And if I'm you, I snap them up. Especially if you are down in that Hopewell, Prince George, Tri-Cities area. I tell you this simply because when we put this whole thing together, our goal was to travel to different parts of Central Virginia. And we've done that. Spent a fair amount of time in the West End. We were up here in Hanover for a couple of events, downtown once or twice. Well, we've been at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell. This is going to be the third time, and that says to me it'll be the last time, at least for a while, as we move it into other neighborhoods. So if you're down in that area and you're thinking, man, this is great, they always do it at the Beacon, don't get used to it. This is probably the last time. I would say get your tickets now, WRVA.com. Obviously, I'm going to be there. John Reed's going to be there. Brian Kilmeade is coming back. He had a good time. Dana Lash is coming in for this as well. And because you know, WRBA has a very robust DEI program, Howard Gutman will be there representing the lunatics of the left. Yeah, seriously. It'll be. I mean, he's not going to say much because he just starts babbling and he gets frothy on the corners of his mouth. He looks a little bit like Joe Biden, actually, when it happens. But anyway, you don't want to miss it, and I would urge you to get your tickets. What do we got coming up? Again, Dr. Dave Bratt's going to be here just 20 minutes from now. I want him to analyze some of these jobs numbers. It didn't seem to move the unemployment rate all that much. It's 4.1%. Was it higher than that? You know, I should have written it down. I think, whatever it is, it's about 4.1%. That's what it is now. Maybe it came down a little bit. But my fear, my reasoned thought process in this is it'll be revised downward at some point. Maybe after the election, you think? Huh, that would be convenient, but I don't know. Look, I don't know. Or maybe when people aren't paying attention, you know, that legacy news media, they're exhausted right now. What with them following all of the disaster from Hurricane Helene and how FEMA is failing miserably on that job because we took $1 billion and gave it to illegal aliens. Oh, but not to worry. Kamala Harris said everybody can get $750. Well, here's the problem with that. That was $750 per household, not per person. And it was for people who are already signed up for, like, electronic benefits, like public assistance. Oh, and you had to file all the paperwork online. Now, which one of those folks is going to be the first to raise their hand and say, ma'am, I would love to do that, but my computer is about 12 feet underwater right now, so I can't really file online? But it doesn't matter. They don't have the money. Mayorkas said that the other day. We don't have any money for these people. We spent it all on illegal aliens. Talk about priorities, huh? 315, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 321, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. I don't know how much more of a buildup I can give him, but man, oh man, is it Friday. And we are going to be talking about these brand new, unbelievable job numbers that many of us are thinking just might be unbelievable. Dr. Dave Bratt will be along with that. Let me take a look at a couple of really good texts coming in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, 804. Jeff, why is no one skeptical of the fake news and the jobs reports the government has lied to us every month? Well, I'm rather skeptical of them. Another 804, Jeff, Brian Kilmeade and other people are asking if Democrats are slowing aid to North Carolina to suppress the Trump vote. Is it possible the Democrats are really this power-hungry crazy? Yes. Yes, they are. I wish that weren't the case. There was a time that it wasn't the case. There was a time when both parties, both big parties, were fundamentally center parties. One was center-left, one was center-right. There was some disagreement. Geez, I think the government could do it better. No, I think private enterprise can do it better. And there was a little bit of back and forth, and everybody fundamentally still loved the country, right? And understood that there was a pendulum, and sometimes you were in power, and sometimes you were out of power. But no, I do think now that the avarice is on full display. I mean, these are people who are hell-bent on maintaining power, it seems, at any cost. So I hate to imagine that anybody would be a slow-walking aid to North Carolina to suppress votes for Donald Trump. But you know what? I have to put that in the realm of possibility. 757 says, Jeff, you have to ask yourself this question for all of the footage that we've seen. How come we haven't seen any drone footage of them searching for people in the deep woods? Huh. Well, that's a good question. 804, I know Chuck is just reading the news feed, but please, no one believes the fake jobs report. I always call him Charles. I've never referred to him as Chuck. Charles Pyle. Is he Chuck? Germ, you're going to have to ask him. If he goes by Chuck. I mean, I'm going to tell you something. I understand that you've got some questions perhaps about the jobs numbers. What I would suggest to you is that at this point in time, you really can't question the veracity and the professionalism of the news team. There was a time you absolutely could. There was a time that I did on an hourly basis. But I don't think that's the case anymore. Tremendous respect for Charles and for Gary and for Sarah. I think they're doing great work. So there you go. All right. Jane in Short Pump says, "Hey, Jeff, my parents and I would go to my grandparents' home on Wednesday nights to watch the wrestling. My mother's favorite wrestler was Antonina Rocca. Before the end of the match, she was usually screaming, 'Hit him, boy!'" Great memories. Yeah, I had some great memories of the old Philadelphia Arena. If you thought that the Richmond Coliseum was, well, you know, what it was. Now imagine it's the 70s. I have a poster here in my office from the old Philadelphia Arena that says it is air-cooled, not air-conditioned. Air-conditioned would be, you know, an air conditioner. Air-cooled meant they had one big fan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. One big fan over the entire thing, and all it did was it spread the smoke around. Yeah. All right. Jeff, what are people complaining about not getting FEMA money? They can't spend it. All the stores are wrecked. Huh. 804. FEMA is what? Broke? No kidding. $640 billion for illegal aliens? I want Biden, Harris, and Mayorkas in prison for 25 years. Well, that's not going to happen, but it's an interesting idea. Why was it? It just occurred to me. You got Mayorkas saying we got no money for American citizens who have been just devastated by Hurricane Helene. Whatever happened to those people in, was it East Palestine, East Palestine? Remember that? That went away real fast. What about Maui? Is Maui still a wreck? Did FEMA ever go in there and help those people out? Or did all that money just go over to, what do you call it, Ukraine? I mean, I know that Jim Gilmore believes all of us should get second and third jobs so that we can make more money and send it over to his pal Zelensky in Ukraine. But for the rest of us, I am thinking that, well, maybe we shouldn't do that. It is 3:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, indeed it is. We have made it. And the jobs are great. They are so great, they are unbelievable, those numbers. Which would lead me to believe they just might be, you know, unbelievable. Unemployment is down from 4.2% to 4.1%. The current presidential meat puppet is telling us, well, you know, I created more jobs than anybody ever created in the history of creating jobs. Okay. You didn't actually create those jobs. I mean, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer on a Friday especially, but you didn't create those. Those are jobs that just came back when COVID theater had run its course. You know, after COVID theaters stopped being performed every day, everywhere, all of a sudden people said, oh, well, I guess I better go back to work. But I digress. So huge job now. 250,000 instead of 130, and that's great. It's all wonderful. But is it just me? Or have you noticed that these numbers invariably get adjusted one way or the other, whichever is the uglier way at the time that's you know, most opportune for the administration. Well, anyway, look, I don't know. You know, there are numbers involved. I'm not a numbers guy. However, Dr. Dave Brad is a numbers guy. Dr. Dave Brad has been a numbers guy all his life, a professor of economics, dean of the business school at Liberty University, the senior vice president for something, and the provost for something. I mean, there are a lot of good titles in there. Oh, he's congressman for a couple of years. We know him as Dave, because on Fridays he just drops by as Dave, and we talk about all this, nothing on behalf of Liberty. But I do remind everybody, if your kids are thinking about college, you better put Liberty on the list. That's me speaking, not Dave. But I got a sneaking suspicion he probably agrees. Good afternoon, Dr. Brad.
Good afternoon, brother. How are we doing today?
Well, I just heard we're doing great with these jobs numbers, man. Everything's good. It's time to move on and stop complaining about stuff.
Yeah, and I know. If you go look at the chart and you go a few years back, you'll see a huge downward trend. And so this is up from the past, but as you said, this was 250 to the plus side, but they just downgraded a million to the downside. Oh. And they've added 800,000 government jobs. All these jobs are part-time, by the way. All the net new jobs for the past year are part-time. All the net new jobs for the past 4 years have gone to foreign-born workers. And so when you ask American citizens, how are you doing? The answer is not too good. And I just looked up some data on Philly the other day, Philadelphia, you know, Pennsylvania, because that's a key state coming up.
Yep.
And the very interesting statistics, the lower the income bracket there, the more folks are headed toward the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. And it's not really the old Republican Party, right? I don't get into the reds and the blues and all that stuff. There's a realignment. There's a populist realignment going on that's picking up black, brown, blue-collar workers, the poor. They know the word is out, right? Everybody's getting a better deal than them. Ask Appalachia how they're doing right now after the hurricane. Mm-hmm. 5 days later, 6 days later into it, they got nothing. They spent $1 billion on FEMA for illegal immigrants, $980 million. And so there's no money left for Americans who are now without oxygen, water, cell phone coverage. They're stranded. And we're doing nothing. And so that, you know, I mean, just go read the news, folks. Go make sure you're reading the news, and you'll get a picture of what's going on.
I love the realignment talk, Dave, because if we go back just a few years, and I always reference the fact that you and I think are exactly the same age, when we were kids, fundamentally, those of us who were blue-collar families, well, we were Democrats. It's just the way it was, because the Democrats were the party of the working people, and guys went to work with lunchboxes and not briefcases, and the very wealthy, we were told, they were all the country club people. They were the Republicans. And now we are at a point, as you point out, where it's taken on a very real populist tone. It may still be us and them, but it's a very different us and them in terms of affiliation and affinity.
Yeah, no, well, we, at the CEO Summit, which you were kind enough to attend and then give us some shout-outs, but we had a guy, Andy Puzder. He was the CEO of CKE Industries, otherwise known as Hardee's and Carl's Jr.
Yeah.
And, you know, on this show, I've covered, right, Harris, a few weeks back said, I've got all the Fortune 100 behind me.
Mm-hmm.
That's not Republican. And then all the Magnificent Seven firms, go, if you don't know these terms, go look them up, especially young people, because that's the world you're living in.
Yeah.
But all the big tech, right, Apple and Zuckerberg and Facebook and Twitter and all these things, Twitter's the exception.
Yeah.
But they're all leftist, right? Yeah. And so the market value of those Magnificent Seven firms is bigger than any European index combined.
Wow.
Yeah, right. And so that is a wow moment. And then Andy Puzder also broke down Larry Fink at BlackRock, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the $10 trillion man. This is a real number, I'm saying. He manages $10 trillion worth of funds. So you send your money into your pension funds. They give them off to BlackRock and State Street and Vanguard. And they manage about every firm you can think of, their money. And so the CEO is in charge of running the company. But guess what? The BlackRocks and the Vanguards and State Streets, they vote the shares.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're putting huge pressure on these huge firms to go ESG, which all sounds neat, right? The environment, social governance, and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this is true. Here's one example. Exxon has been forced by their board of governors to put pressure on their CEO to get out of the oil business. They got to be carbon neutral by 2050, right? So I'm just telling you, and the same is true with mobile and whatever now. So that's when we talk about the $10 trillion man and the pressure they're putting on American companies to do absurd things. There's no replacement. Right, for oil and natural gas. And now the left is going pro-nuclear only because their Fortune 100 and the Magnificent Seven need AI, artificial intelligence, and that needs huge energy reserves to cool things.
That's right.
Huge.
That's right.
And so they're all aligned with the globalists and the Finks and the BlackRocks, et cetera, in this country, and the billionaires around the world. And it ain't on the Republican side of the House, let me tell you.
That's right.
And that crew is also aligned with censorship, and the liberals are gone, right? The liberals, I used to eat lunch with 100 liberals every day, right? We had fun. They didn't know economics, but they were smart in literature and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, right.
And I enjoyed their company. We had fun. But there's no liberals. The liberals used to care, like you just said. They used to care about the working man. They used to care about they used to care about censorship, freedom of speech, FISA. They used to care about wars, wars. They were the no war guys. Yeah. Now they got us in every war under the sun on behalf of the globalists. And it's fairly straightforward.
It is straightforward. I mean, you're talking about liberal, and sometimes these labels have been misinterpreted. We're talking about that classical liberal. I think in this day and age, probably the closest we're going to come, Bill Maher, as crazy as, as he is on certain things. I mean, he's a libertarian, but he's also a libertine. But I think he has really classic liberal tendencies. Look, he wants people to speak freely. He wants to be able to offend you. And you have the right to say, you know what, I'm not buying tickets to your show. Bobby Kennedy, I think, is a classical liberal. Tulsi Gabbard, in many ways, is a classical liberal. And you see where they are. They're standing with Donald Trump at this point.
Yeah, well, it's funny you mentioned Bill Maher, right? Because he's still, in the liberal school, and he'll, mock us conservatives here and there. But the key indicator for me is if you have a sense of humor. Like, you never stop laughing on your show. That's a very healthy sign of being a human being, right? And so the left now, the neo-Marxist crew, they are involved in an ideology that is so toxic and full of hate.
Yes.
And the Judeo-Christian crew is not like that.
That's right.
And we're terrible at politics, right? I'm at liberty now because I was terrible at politics because I hate it. Yeah. I don't like the knife fights and all that stuff, right? I'd rather just smile and try to like everybody and sell them on my ideas.
That's right.
But unfortunately, when you got a trunk of gold dumped on your head, you lose. And so
that's all right. If the CEO summit is any indication, I would say you are doing just fine where you are, sir.
Yeah, no, that's right. And it's the same thing. We got good people coming that are just got big, huge hearts, and they care about people, and we're doing good in the world. So, I don't care where I am. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Well, you're a good man. I mean, fundamentally, and all, not politics, not this, not that. You're a good man. And I think this world, just speaking personally, I think this world needs more good men and more good women who have that grounding.
Yeah.
And have the ability. I don't know that I've ever had lunch with 100 liberals at a time, but I've had a lunch or two with a liberal or two. And you know what? They've got to tell us to leave because we're having such a good time and we are laughing and we're arguing, right? And at the end of it, I mean, they are liberals, so we did have to pick up the checks, I know. But it was a good time. And I'd like to think we could get back to that. I don't know. I pray that we can. We'll see how that goes.
No, we may, but I just pray it doesn't take a disaster. I mean, this Iran situation right now is existential for real.
Yep.
There are missiles flying back and forth. The U.S. is now providing missiles that will be being shot into mainland Russia. Never a good idea. And the folks who still think that Ukraine has a shot, they're just deluded. They don't know the data. Right. The idea that a little blip of good people, right, those Ukrainian people, the boys, there's a million dead.
Yep.
Think of your own sons and daughters right now. They're dead.
That's right.
A million dead and injured in Ukraine.
Yeah.
And for what? And you know what the answer is? It's a lot of minerals underneath that soil. The farmland's being sold off. 30% is already owned by American BlackRock-type firms. Yeah, and so that's what's going on in the Ukraine.
Yeah.
And you got to wake up, America. You got to smell the coffee and figure out what is really going on, because if you've got any sense of decency, you'll get on the right side of the football.
Absolutely. Now, Dave, here's my goal as we move forward on Fridays. I want us, because we talk about some pretty heavy stuff, I want us to end on that up note, and
yeah.
I want to give you an opportunity. I know you're never here speaking on behalf of Liberty University, but
yeah.
having spent a couple of days out there, I've told everybody I know, if they have children, if they have grandchildren, they have a neighbor who's got a kid, they've got to explore Liberty as an option. So for folks who maybe are thinking about it for the first time, is the best thing a website? How can they do that?
Yeah, well, they can just go see who is at, you know, just go to liberty.edu/CEO Summit.
Okay.
And you'll see a lot of the folks that joined us. I don't like saying it ahead of time because, unfortunately, you got wackos in this world that come and nuke you.
That's right.
No matter what you do, you try to do good works. And so just, liberty.edu/CEO Summit, and you'll see the folks that we had come join us. And they're just phenomenal leaders and business folks at the top of the world, and yet they're humble. The top guy we had with us is huge. He spent 3 days and spent it talking to our students in groups because the students just flooded the guy.
Yeah.
And so when you get the really good people, that's what they do. And that's what Liberty provides, right? So it's a big deal.
Well, you want to talk about humble. I'll tell you another guy that just blew my socks off. I'm way over time, but I just got to share this with you. Billy Graham's, one of his
children, Edward. Yep.
Edward Graham. Goodness gracious.
Wow. Right. He was hilarious, too.
Yeah. Just a
He made fun of himself the whole time, right?
Absolutely. And that self-deprecating humor, man. Oh,
yep.
Spot on.
Yep.
Spot on.
Yep.
Hey, Dave, I know I keep you too long, and then you keep me too long, and we have a great time. I know I'm out of time, but I always appreciate you being here, man. And because it will annoy, if nobody else, the editor of Mother Jones Magazine, have yourself a blessed weekend, all right?
Yeah, you be blessed too, Jeff Katz. You're a good brother. Thank you, man.
Thank you, sir. That is Dr. Dave Bratt, Liberty University. His opinions are all his own, but I'm telling you, liberty.edu, you want to check it out if you've got kids or grandkids looking at a school or thinking about college. 3:48, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Self high fives all the way around. My brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, scheduled to join us in a half an hour. Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., the best weekend radio show anywhere is hosted by Mr. Andruski in the garage with Stan Andruski. Now, during the week, you find him over at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue. In the Lakeside section of Henrico, but Saturday mornings, he gives up his early mornings, comes in. You've got the car questions, and I'm telling you, he's got the car answer. So I'm really looking forward to chatting with Stan at 4:35. 5:35, Mike Dickinson's going to be here, but we're not going to be talking about the porno candidate for the House of Delegates or the Commonwealth's attorney that really is not interested in prosecuting criminals. None of that stuff. No, we're taking a break from all of that. Because there's a brand new 6-part documentary out on Netflix called Mr. McMahon. And it purports to tell the life story of one Vincent Kennedy McMahon. And up until episode 6, there were a lot of interviews and interaction with Vince McMahon himself. What happened is that all of that stuff broke. Now, you may or may not recall that McMahon sold what's now called WWE. He sold it to the UFC owners. And Vince had a big part of the board of directors and all of this stuff. But then there was a lawsuit filed claiming that he had trafficked and sexually abused a woman. Janelle Grant is her name. And that was it. He said, okay, you know what? I'm done. He sold all of his shares, and he's no longer connected with it. But what also happened is that he stopped talking to the people who were doing that Netflix series. So Mike is a longtime wrestling fan. Mike is also a fan of sports entertainment. I'm not necessarily a fan of sports entertainment. I feel a little angry at Vince McMahon, to tell you the truth, because he killed professional wrestling, and he turned it into something that is very different and in many cases not even recognizable. But just me. Let me share with you a couple of the great texts coming in on our Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, you're bringing back a lot of memories from my youth concerning the wrestling. I grew up in northern West Virginia. We had Pittsburgh studio wrestling. Bruno and all the greats, but then you mentioned Arnold Skolin. I thought, yeah, he was Bruno's manager. Also, Gino Morella, Gorilla Monsoon, someone that I think ran the Pittsburgh office for Bruno's spectator sport, Zoltan Friedman, who went by the name of Ace Freeman. Thanks for bringing up all of those great names. That's David in Midlothian. I'm happy to, David. And you mentioned some of the greats. Bruno Sammartino, the greatest of all time in what was then the Worldwide Wrestling Federation, held that title for, seven, almost 8 years? Amazing. You'll never see it again. And you'll never see any of this again. Gino Morella, who was a graduate of Ithaca College. I always remind Joe that since he's going to Ithaca College, he should know who the great graduates were. And the one for me was Gorilla Monsoon. I thought that was pretty cool. Zoltan Freeman. Yep. Arnold Skolin. Arnold Skolin was also, he was a wrestler. He was Bruno's manager. And you remember he was the one who, quote, threw in the towel when they took the title off of Bob Backlund. Let me see what else we got here. There we go. 804, Jeff, I hate to say it, but I had no problem imagining a Democrat Party think tank viewing very large monitor screens showing scenes of cataclysmic, life-shattering disasters and saying, yeah, there you go. I can easily picture those people in that think tank discussing the demographic of those folks impacted and how they would vote. Wow. They would do a quick computer analysis, make the decision that it would benefit the Democrats if the victims of the storm, rather, were unable to vote. No power. Wow. That bothers me. I mean, I understand. I agree with you. But I'm just saying, it bothers me. No National Guard helicopters, no pallets of supplies, no medical personnel. The Democrats do not care about anything or anyone. They care only about staying in power. We love you, Jeff. Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville. Thank you, Jim and Deb. I love you as well. Yeah. Yep. I do appreciate that. Jeff, if the jobless rate is down, why is the unemployment rate up? Anything that comes out of the Biden-Harris team's mouth is just BS. The unemployment rates went from 4.2% to 4.1%. We're told that 250,000 jobs were created. Again, it's beneath the surface that you need to pay attention. You have to look at whether the jobs were full-time or part-time. What did Dr. Dave Brat tell us? These are part-time jobs that are being created. Who's getting these jobs? Take a look at it. Are they Americans or are they foreign-born people? Take a look at that. And even though Joe Biden likes to tell you that he created 16 billion jobs, more jobs than have ever been created in the history of creating jobs anywhere in job creation universe, the reality is that a bulk of those jobs are not created by him. They're simply jobs that came back after the whole COVID theater had run its course. Not to dig on John, Jeff, but you need to teach John how to navigate the text system. He struggles with it. Well, it's easy to struggle with it because it doesn't work right. I mean, I kind of figured out that because here's what happens. Let me explain it to you. It's a system that will put your texts up there, but it doesn't actually have an order to it. So if you send messages that say account for three separate lines, it doesn't put them in order. It doesn't put them in the order that they were received. Doesn't put them in the order that they clearly follow in. You would think that there'd be a piece of AI technology in some of this that would say, oh, well, that word would normally follow this word, so that's how we're in. None of that stuff. It just throws it up there willy-nilly. And I guess I've just navigated this in a sense. I look at all of the lines. I look at the phone numbers. I try and put them all together. That's why there's some halting presentation when it comes to these texts. I love getting them. Make no mistake about it. But no, I totally get why John is not looking at them and thinking, oh, well, this goes with this or that. There's things to do. That's all. Hey, speaking of that storm. What was the name of that storm? Do you remember what it was?
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Was it Hank? No. Helen? No, it wasn't Helen. Helena? Well, cut number three.
What are the states in the storm zone need, Mr. President?
Okay.
What are the states in the storm zone? What do they need after what you saw today?
Oh, in the storm zone?
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering what storm you're talking about. They're getting everything they need. And they're very happy across the board.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those people who are in rowboats looking for their homes, they are just freaking hysterically funny right now. They're loving life. Oh, everything is good. Storm? What storm? It's like having Alfred E. Newman in the Oval Office. Storm? What? Me worry? Storm?
Come on,
what
man.
Storm? I was on the beach. It was fine. Rehoboth Beach was great. I took 16 naps. I barely even knew where I was.
I got hairy leg that turned blonde in the sun.
Well, thank God you were under the umbrella then, huh? Man. Storm. Everybody, they have all that they need. Did he say all that they need? I think he said all that they need. And they're all happy. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing, too. I don't know about you. I am seeing all of these photos of smiling, happy faces. You know, and the nitwit reporters, you know the kind, that walk up to you after your house is burned down. How do you feel? I feel like I'm going to punch you is how I feel. But it's weird. They're walking up to, well, they're not actually walking. They're taking little rowboats and dinghies to the locations where the houses used to be. And they're asking these poor people who were standing on their roof. But, you know, Joe Biden said they have everything that they need, so everything is cool. But they're asking, so how do you feel? And very shockingly, as Joe Biden said, they're very happy. Oh, Mr. Reporter person, thank you for coming up in that. Oh, we're great. No. We've been stuck here on the roof for the last 5 days, and we don't have clean food, and we don't have clothing, and everything inside our house is ruined. But no, we're feeling great. Oh, it's all good. It's all good. What are you going to do? You know, I mean, really, what am I going to be upset? Well, I can't do anything. It's all good. Joe Biden said so. They're all happy. I would tell you that he's an idiot. But then I get a letter like from the Fraternal Order of Idiots telling me that I've insulted them and I should really stop. So I guess I'll stop. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Oh, that must be all those people in that Hurricane Helene, right? Joe Biden said they're all happy. Oh, can we hear from him again? Storm? What storm?
States in the storm zone need, Mr. President.
Okay.
What are the states in the storm zone? What do they need after what you saw today?
Oh, in the storm zone?
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering what storm you're talking about. They're getting everything they need.
Everything.
They're very happy
very
across
happy.
The board.
Yeah, joy, happy, happy. Happy, happy, joy. Nobody happier than the people who've lost everything in the storm zone. That's what Joe Biden's telling us. They're getting everything they need. So long as they're going to be able to rebuild their entire lives based on $750. Oh, no, we don't actually have the money. And we're not giving you cards. No, we're not coming to give it to you. You're going to have to file online. Well, yeah, no, it does stink that your entire house is underwater and your laptop was in there. But, you know, once it dries out, you pop online to FEMADoesn'tGiveACrap.gov, and we promise we will ignore you in a timely fashion. It'll be great. Happy, happy, joy. Yeah. I mean, again, I ask you, what could possibly go wrong? What is wrong with this picture? Nothing. It's all as it should be. Absolutely fantastic. Do I have enough time to perform that public service exercise of reminding women to have their prostates checked? I do. Okay, how about cut number four, please?
Hey everyone! So I'm doing my makeup, but I just wanted to take a second to talk about a really important issue that affects so many of us. There's a lot of people out there that don't have to worry about this, but there's also a lot of women like me that do. And that's getting our prostate checked and getting screening done for prostate cancer. This is just so important, especially if you're at risk and you're getting older, that you take care of this. And so this is just an issue I feel very strongly about. I feel that it should be part and parcel of any OBGYN exam. It's time we start prioritizing women's health in a very real way. And so I just wanted to get on here and talk about it because it's a taboo subject for a lot of women out there. But anyways, never feel bad for putting your health first and putting you first. So anyways, I just wanted to share that with you. You're not alone. Bye everyone.
Bye. Bye. Okay. Yes, all of the women with prostates need to have their prostates checked. Now here's the problem with that, sir, is you are not a woman. And I don't know why you're having an OBGYN exam, because I'm thinking the GYN portion of that is probably very confused. But whatever. Well, come to think of it, the OB portion would be confused as well. Maybe you're going to somebody else and you don't even know it. Maybe it's like OBGYN-MOUSE. I mean, I don't know. But there's a reason that I do not have a check for ovarian cancer or get a pap smear. I'm a dude.
Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina.
Exactly. 426, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday, and I'm looking at a story right now in the Wall Street Journal. Oh. It says, it's titled, Why Mortgage Rates Haven't Fallen Since the Fed Cut. Federal Reserve cut interest rates and then mortgage rates went up. Yeah. I know. People thought, well, this is it. It's going to be easier. And somewhere behind the scenes, there are some people somewhere actually paying attention to what's going on. And there's a lot of bad stuff going on. Just thought I'd share that with you. Now, an hour from now, we're going to have fun. Mike Dickinson is going to be here, and we're going to talk wrestling and sports entertainment. Two totally different products. I'm just telling you that right now. Totally different products. And this six-part series on Netflix called Mr. McMahon. I've now watched it twice. It's fascinating. But we'll talk with Mike about that in about an hour. Tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., you know what happens, right? The best weekend radio show ever. Anywhere happens on this very radio station, In the Garage with Stan Andruski. And I am always happy on Fridays to welcome my brother from another mother to this very radio program. Good afternoon, Stan.
Jeff Katz. The man, the myth, the legend. What's going on, Jeff?
Well, we got one or two things that are happening. You know, there's great excitement over there, and there's great boredom in the other corner. So all is right with the world.
Yeah, and don't give away McMahon, and I just started about 3 o'clock this morning watching this thing, and I'm on like episode two. So keep your trap quiet. Do not give it away. In the garage tomorrow. So much going on.
Yeah.
Wow. Like the strike that was getting ready to happen, and then it's been thwarted. Thank goodness. How that was going to affect people's parts. We already started seeing people buy. We ran out of supplies in like a couple days. People were actually starting to hoard clamps and all this little stuff, light bulbs, that quick.
Yep.
And you know, one big answer for that is make it here.
Yeah.
And we can't make it here because they tax the crap out of people and then they over-regulate everybody. And so we just got to be really careful. This is, guys, I have these conversations about cars and how it affects your car because that's what we see. And I bring receipts as to why it happened. Same thing I said about EVs 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. You're going to see them switch back to hybrids because it's not clean, like they say. Yeah. Wind energy is not clean, and neither is solar. It all goes to batteries, and they're way dirtier than anything you're driving right now on the road. So what does that mean to you? Well, we have floods out west. We have a lot of cars that you've seen flipped over, destroyed. But then you're going to have some that just got completely soaking wet and shorted out, and they're going to be on the market in the next year to 18 months everywhere. So you're going to have to be very careful. reading your Carfax. You're going to want to bring it into shops that can figure out if you might have flood damage. You don't want to get cars that are flood damaged. Mm-hmm. You want to really be checking all your leases and make sure, not your leases, your titles, and making sure that there's not anything salvage or flood repair, anything like that on there. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that tomorrow. And we have a special guest in the studio. Jeremy has been one of my master techs now going on 3 years. He was a 15-year master tech shop foreman at BMW. And we're going to talk some about, just what's going on to today's world of repair, some of the things he's seen as a family man and having to deal with in their own car repairs, also every day-to-day what we're seeing for technology and where it's going. So that should be a lot of fun. I hope people will be calling in the morning. Yeah. And we're excited about it. But I do want to just beg and plead for everyone.
Okay.
If you have the time or the resources, please go online and find out how you can help with what's going on. I am very fearful from what I hear from people that we have shops out there that haven't had power since the storm still. And if shops haven't had power since the storm, neither have people. And so there are people still missing. This is going to rival or be at least as bad as Katrina. And we have got to get resources out there. Call your congressman, call everybody, tell them to get our federal government every resource they have. And if they don't have money, take it away from something else that we've blown it on. And start getting these people some help. We have people that have not eaten in a week. We have people that are dying by the second, and our government has completely failed them. Our local governments have done great. Yep. The communities, the churches, Red Cross, Samaritan's Ministries. Please, guys, please, if you don't, and I'll be honest, if you have the time and resources, grab a trailer, head that way. I don't know. Go help someone.
Yeah.
I don't care what they say. You can help somebody, but I would do your research first. And please, guys, put prayers for these people. We have people that are losing their businesses, they're losing their houses, and they're losing their lives and their loved ones. So please say prayers for them. I hate to be this heavy. I just have to do it.
Well, no.
I have to talk about it.
Yeah. I don't think any of us should be apologizing for it. These are Americans. These are our friends, our neighbors, our fellow countrymen. These are people we ought to be thinking about and praying for and helping in any way that we possibly can. And it is a sad state of affairs when we are looking at a situation and we've seen it play out. And I know that certainly as we talk about cars, we don't get political, but the reality of the situation is that the DHS secretary said, hey, we don't have any money. We know the billions that just went to Ukraine. We know the billion that's been spent on housing illegal aliens in New York City. And then we have the vice president saying, oh, every household, not person in the household, Stan, but every household can get $750. And all you have to do is sign up online. And the tone deafness coming from that federal government, to me, is absolutely staggering.
How are you going to cash that check, Jeff? How are you going to get that money?
Right.
Most people still have not got that money. So you need cash on the ground. You need people on the ground. You need fuel tankers so generators can power. You need generators. I just left Lowe's. There are generators from top to bottom in Richmond. There's no reason they can't be there already, right? So we need this. A few days without electricity, if you guys remember what happened to us.
Yeah.
During Gaston and at the same time Isabel, and this place looked like a war zone.
That's
and we were out for 14 days, and things got really weird. But thank God you could travel from Henrico over to, Richmond, or you could travel from Richmond over to Shore Pump, and there were food, and there was and we made it. These people have nothing and no way of getting anywhere. It's like it's worse than any third world country. And so my fear, Jeff, is that we have to understand we cannot help 7 billion people in this world by bringing everybody here. We can't afford it.
Yeah.
So and here's the other thing. I'm not talking even money. I'm saying how do we crawl before we can walk? We've got to be able to help ourselves and get strong like we've always been in the past. And we're not right now. I sit here and listen to these job reports now. For 6 months, this is what's bothering me about our news media. 6 months, you said we've gained in jobs and they have corrections where we lose 60% of that gain. So somebody's lying. This job market, this job that came out today, this job report, watch what happens in 15, 20 days.
Yeah.
Or after the election. It's going to be corrected because it has to be. Otherwise, they can't give the money they want to give away.
Yeah.
So that's how this thing works. It's going to be corrected, and it's going to show that this economy right now is having big, big trouble because of what our leadership has done. And where's the news media for these people that have been dying? For 5 days, they were quiet. Now they're just starting to report as of last night. Yeah. What the hell are y'all doing in the news media? Shame on all of you for worrying about bashing presidential candidates on both sides. I don't care. There's people dying. And in 4 years, there'll be another president. In 4 years, there'll be another president. These people's lives are dying. They're being changed, and nobody's reporting on it. You have people shooting at presidents, almost blowing their brains out on TV, and the next day it's like it never happened. Where is our news media?
Yeah. No, listen, Stan, you know, I'm with you on that. Let me ask you a question semi-related to this, but I know that you, of course, are very, very active at Heights Church. Is there any word coming from Pastor Josh or any of the folks there about maybe doing some sort of a run or, you know, some sort of mission work to get down there? Is there anything about that yet?
Yeah, I love this. And so we're part of ARC, which is Association of Related Churches. We're part of that across the country, and we are putting funds and we are putting resources, everything we have, into that area, and we're going to continue to do that. And if you go on our website, we have some links on things we're doing as well. But what I want to tell you is it does take a community. And all it takes is just, I mean, I know right now, like, I think Amazon's having something. If you purchase, they give a percentage. Red Cross, right? You have Samaritan's Ministries now that is doing things that you can give money, you can help with. They have teams you can sign up for to go help. You know, we're going to get through this together, but the argument is we're the most richest country in the history of the world, and we have helicopters still sitting down at different places across the country that could be helping. Like, go grab people off their roofs. Yeah. But we don't have the money to fuel them because we spent it somewhere else in a different country. Yeah. And our citizens are dying because they paid into this tax system their entire life. I'm all about helping people. I'll help anybody. Everywhere around the world, we need to have our footprint helping. Yeah. Not ruling, not telling them what to do, helping them. Yeah. But This is what we do with our cars. We're in the service industry, Jeff. Mm-hmm. Why do I have any authority to speak? Because I serve you every single day in this community. So do you. This is what we do. We're in a service industry when we fix cars. It's the service, automotive repair service.
Yep.
That really has weight to me. So we're helping people any way we can. And we have shops and shop owners down there that are completely obliterated that are still out there in the community when they've lost everything themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't get money. They can't stay at a hotel up there. The hotels, they're down. They can't even take money right now. Well, the only thing they can take, they started taking, as of yesterday, was cash.
Yeah.
No ATMs for 150 miles, and you can't even get past three bridges are gone. So, please, guys, just pray. And look, as a community, we can do this. I don't have all the answers. I don't know how to tell you to help. And it may require more than just, you know, going home on a Friday and drinking a glass of wine, and maybe it just requires that and $10 to somebody. But get up and read. There's all you can get online. Just let's do something.
Absolutely.
We have to help. Our government's not.
Yeah.
They're not. And we should. This is why when they say, "Oh, the government's going to shut down," I'm like, good. Who's it going to affect?
Yeah.
Everybody's Social Security and welfare is a check that is going to go out regardless. If it doesn't, it's because a president says he signs and says this isn't going out. But even when the government shuts down, our poor are still being helped. But what happens is places like this that can't send helicopters or can't sign, they did not sign Title 10, Jeff, until yesterday afternoon, which the president has to sign to give federal helicopters, federal resources to these states. It wasn't signed till yesterday. The states asked for it the second day. Again, we don't need to be political. Just do your job. And so we're running long.
There you go.
Tomorrow, I promise, we'll be lighter. We'll be lighter tomorrow.
Absolutely. Stan, listen, I appreciate you being here. And we're all going to be looking forward to listening to In the Garage with Stan Andruski tomorrow. You've got the car questions, I swear to you. Stan's got the car answers. And one of the many things I love about Stan, and I've shared a lot of things I love about him,
is his passion for helping, and it comes through every single time I chat with him. Let me tell you, we talk about any number of things, but invariably the two of us are together, and it all comes back to how are we helping in some way or another. Do yourself a favor, listen to the...
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Best weekend radio show tomorrow morning, starting at 8, and I would absolutely heed Stan's advice, and I think we've all got to step up to the plate and try and help as best we can. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:54, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, proving that Colette McEachin, the Commonwealth's attorney for the city of Richmond, does not give a crap about the rule of law. Anything she can do to help a criminal, Colette McEachin's going to do. Guess what? Guess what? Most of the people arrested for the pro-Hamas activities at VCU have now had their charges dropped. Isn't that great? Yes, they can get back to being radical stooges, useful idiots, supporting terrorist groups on the campus of VCU. It's absolutely appalling. 13 people arrested and charged with those crimes, but not to worry. Colette McEachin says they're going to do 40 hours of community service. Wow, that's a whole week. And what sort of community service are they going to do? Let me go out on a limb here and tell you that their community service will involve going to other pro-Hamas terrorist supporting events. Oh, but wait, there's more. I mean, you thought that Colette McEachin was soft on crime. You're wrong. Because each of those people whose charges were dropped, do you know, they had to write a one-page paper on the First Amendment. Wow! One whole page! Madam Commonwealth's attorney, was that single-spaced or double-spaced? How many of the pro-Hamas kids do you think use ChatGPT to write the one-page paper? One page? What are we, in first grade? Was it the small lines in the notebook or the wide-lined notebooks? A one-page paper. So there you go. If you are thinking about engaging in disruptive behavior that really threatens your Jewish students and professors and stands up in support of Hamas and other terrorist organizations, you will pay the price in the city of Richmond. You will be forced to write a one-page paper. Wow. I guess there is a new sheriff in town. If only there were a new sheriff in town. 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. If you are thinking about standing with a terrorist organization like Hamas, you are put on notice that in the city of Richmond, Colette McEachin, the elected Commonwealth's attorney, will not put up with your crap. If you are arrested, you will be forced to write a one-page paper on the First Amendment. One page. That's right. Ah-hoo-hoo. Not messing around in the city of Richmond, man. One page. Now, at the top, of course, you'll put your name. That takes up a line. You'll probably skip a line and put the title of your well-researched, annotated work there. Then you'll want to skip, two lines? What about dates?
may want to put a date in there and skip another line. And there's no indication whether Colette McEachin is making people write the one-page paper single-spaced or double-spaced. You know it's not being written on a legal pad, because I don't think there's a freaking lawyer in her whole office. But I digress. All right, let us turn our attention to one or two or ten other things, shall we? Do you remember Mike Wallace from 60 Minutes? You remember his son Chris Wallace from whatever it is he used to do? Didn't he used to be a reporter, right? He was like sort of like a journalist guy. Well, now apparently he's doing comedy. I didn't know either. I really, honest to goodness, I did not know. But he is now appearing on that Stephen Colbert show. Let me give you a little snippet of that. Cut number one, please.
Now, the big news today everybody's covering is Jack Smith's filing in the 2020 election case, or rather his evidentiary filing, having to do with whether Donald Trump's actions were official. In other words, someone in office or someone seeking office.
Right, because of the Supreme Court's crazy ruling.
Yes.
I mean, we went for 250 years without presidents having immunity for official acts. Right. I mean, nobody talked about that with Richard Nixon and Watergate or Ronald Reagan with Iran-Contra. But suddenly, an official act, you couldn't break the law, which, one, strikes me as complete nonsense, and two, has resulted in Jack Smith having to write this brief saying, well, yeah, but when he did this, yeah, he was in the Oval Office, but he was using his private phone, so it was an unofficial act.
Richard Nixon,
yes.
Who features prominently in Countdown 1960. It's a beautiful cover. Don't even read the book. Just look at
the cover. No, no, no.
And show your friends.
What's inside it is even better than on the outside. But having said that, Richard Nixon, during Watergate in 1974, the Supreme Court ruled that he couldn't keep the tapes that were hidden. He had to, because it involved the possibility of a crime and had to be turned over. So, you know, the kind of feeling in the Supreme Court seemed to be up to that point, the precedent was that a president, as opposed to a precedent,
was not
shielded from the law. So this
is
new
one
law
is
that
absolutely
the Supreme Court
funny.
Decided.
Seriously, that's enough. Germ, just turn them off. I can't. I mean, Colbert teed him up right there by saying, you know, the biggest news that everybody's talking about, and it was obviously like a setup line, because there's nobody talking about that. Nobody gives a crap about that. It is the least relevant 167 pages in America at this time. Two very unfunny guys trying to do comedy. I have an incoming message. When you have to do your one-page paper at the direction of Richmond City Commonwealth's Attorney Colette McEachin, you know, if you are charged with being in public, disturbing the peace, blah, 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 and, you know, on behalf of a terrorist organization like Hamas, she believes the appropriate punishment is that you now have to write a one-page paper on the First Amendment. Do you have to write that in pencil or pen? Does it have to be a product from a computer? Or could these children that you are now coddling, could they do it in their natural script, you know, using a crayon? Because that would be appropriate. And I would say maybe you want some extra credit. Maybe you write your one-page paper on a piece of construction paper. Maybe draw a little happy face there. That'd be good. Could you imagine for a second? Let's say that some of these idiots at VCU wind up at Hamas headquarters somehow, because that's where they want to go. Right? They're all in support of Hamas. Okay. So you wind up at Hamas headquarters and you're sitting around there with your fellow Jew-hating terrorists. I mean, because that's what Hamas is. And you're supporting them. So, hey, have at it. I mean, I'm sure they have a lovely buffet in the afternoon and all that. But you're talking with these folks and they're telling you about the punishment that they may have received as a result of being arrested. They may have been in a prison. Their home may have been destroyed, and you have to stand up and say, oh, yeah? Well, when we were doing our pro-Hamas stuff at VCU, we had to write a one-page paper. So how about that, buddy? Pick your pronouns. Customs and Border Protection, remember them? They're supposed to be protecting us on the border. Well, there are priorities, apparently, at Customs and Border Protection. They've updated their computer system so that now you have an unlimited number of pronouns to use in your official government online profiles. Can you believe this freaking crap? It's insane. Absolutely insane. Optional preferred pronouns in Microsoft 365. Fantastic. That is wonderful. An online guide lists 50 potential pronouns a person may choose to use, but cautions everybody that that list is not exhaustive. Oh, well, it's exhausting, I know, but it's not exhaustive. Apparently, in addition to the 98 different genders that they've invented, they have invented at least 50 different pronouns. That's gonna work well. That's going to work well. Let me tell you about how we take back girls' sports for girls. Girls' teams have to stand up and be united in saying they will not play against boys. That's it. That's it. Period. And
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
End of story. It's happening. High school soccer team located, I think it was in New Hampshire, right? Yeah, soccer team in New Hampshire, Hillsborough Deering High School. Their girls varsity soccer team said they are boycotting the game scheduled against another high school because they have a boy who claims to be a girl on their team, and they're not going to risk the injury. They don't care about taking the L, which is good. Good for them. Good for that. That's an amazing group of young ladies. And we're seeing it on the collegiate level as well, which is good. We're making some progress. Will it shock you to learn that Kamala Harris has been caught in another lie? I know. She's now telling a different story about the moment when Joe Biden called her and told her he was not running for re-election. Now, if you remember, when she first told the story, she was sitting around with her family, including cousins, and they were all eating breakfast, and she had made a whole bunch of pancakes. I mean, she had a whole slew of details. Now, she says, she had just woken up and gone out and gotten a pork roast and started marinating it. I don't know if any of it is true. Even the idea that Joe Biden called her to tell her he was not running. I'm thinking she called him to let him know that he would not be running. I think that, I don't know, just feels a lot closer to the truth than the other one. And she just picked up yet another endorsement from a union, right? No. She just lost another endorsement. Now, you know, the Teamsters Union for 40 years has always endorsed the Democrat. This year, even though 60% plus of the Teamsters members support Donald Trump, they said we're not endorsing anybody. Okay. So Kamala Harris did not get endorsed by the Teamsters Union. The International Association of Firefighters, which has been a major Democrat Party supporter, and in particular, for some reason, they love Joe Biden. They just decided they will not endorse Kamala Harris. Now, they're not endorsing Donald Trump, but they will not endorse Kamala Harris. And a lot is being made of the fact that J.D. Vance was a speaker at their convention. They have 300,000 members. Now, some of those members are in Canada, but I guess now you don't actually have to be a citizen to vote in some places, right? I mean, yeah, okay. Maybe the Canadians will be voting as well. Who knows? I hope they don't get caught, because if they get caught, they might have to write a one-page paper. Oh, brutal. Brutal. I thought the Constitution protected us against terrible punishments, right? Isn't there something in there about unfair or extreme? Or I don't know. It might be one of those pesky amendments. I don't pay attention to those. You know, we've got other stuff we got to talk about. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Now, we got some weird weather moving in. No, I just have to tell you about the weather. I mean, I'm looking at the weather. I want you to understand. So tomorrow, 80 degrees and cloudy. Thursday, mostly sunny, a daytime high of 68 degrees. Overnight lows next week are going to be in the 40s. And I have become a weather wimp. I look at that and go, oh my gosh, it's crazy. I'm totally turning into my parents in that regard, right? My parents hit a certain age, and you know, the law said they had to move to Florida just the way it is. And so they did. And my mom kept the AC set at 78 degrees. It had to be 78 degrees before the air conditioning kicked in. And she's like, oh, yeah, it's really cool in here. I'm thinking, you're out of your mind. Well, we've got ours here set at 73. Joe came to me the other day and says, look, Emily and I think it's really, really hot. Okay. Could we turn on the air conditioning? My God, it said it's 73. He says, yeah, it's really like roasting. And I thought, well, maybe you two should come out of your room. You know, walk around a little bit. Come into the fresh air that's in the rest of the house. It's not nearly as hot out here as it is in there. That's what I'm thinking. I'm sitting here on the couch going, it seems pretty comfy to me. But, yeah, overnight lows in the 40s. That's cold. Now, I know we're getting down to 63 tonight, which would be great for sleeping with the doors open, the windows open, except for this. The humidity is staying high. It's going to be like 90%, so it's just not going to be what you're looking for. Simple as that. Hey, have we got a little update here? You know, I mentioned how my folks had to move to Florida. And big in Florida, of course, the homeowners associations. Oh, my God, everyone's got a clipboard, and they're walking around measuring grass. And stuff. It's nuts. It's like the only downside. But there was a guy, he's in his own yard, and one of these Mrs. Kravitz knockoffs comes into his yard. Take a listen to Soggy Salad, cut number one, please.
Knock, knock. Hi there, folks.
How are you doing in my yard?
My name's Jessica. I'm from the HOA.
You don't have an HOA. What are you talking
about? I'm bringing a couple of citations over to you guys. I don't know if you didn't get the memo. You can't have three cars in your driveway. Ma'am, do you live here? Do you live in that RV out there? You look like the type that would live in an RV.
Put your little camera on me. First of all, you need to back yourself out of my yard or this dog will attack you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you don't have a permit for that dog either. So,
now there's a part of me thinking, okay, it was, it was a little acting there, right? They put it together. And then there's another part of me thinking, no, I legitimately remember from some of my folks having HOA people in their neighborhood. That could happen. It really could. You may not think about it. I don't know if you've got an HOA where you live. We're really lucky where we are. One side of the street has an HOA, and one side of the street does not have an HOA. Weird, for sure, but, it is what it is. And we are on the side of the street that does not have an HOA. Now, the folks on the other side of the street that have the HOA, it's okay. I mean, it's not one of those bad, mean, nasty, evil HOAs. But there are some that really are like that. Hey, any update on the storm, Mr. President?
What do the states in the storm zone need, Mr. President?
Okay.
What do the states in the storm zone, what do they need after what you saw today?
Oh, in the storm zone?
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering what storm you're talking about.
Hurricane,
Ellie. They're getting everything they need. They're very happy across the board.
Yep. Yeah, totally happy. Everybody that's there standing on the roofs, they are happy, happy, joy filled. No doubt about it. They couldn't be happier if they tried. 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 535, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Germ, I need you to stand by. I'm gonna send you some. We're not going to have it today. We'll have it Monday. But Joe Biden just weighed in on Kamala Harris. God, I think he's trying to tank her campaign. The quote from Joe Biden is, "We're singing from the same song sheet. She helped pass all the laws. She was a major player in everything we've done." I'm telling you, as sure as I am sitting here, Joe Biden is trying to tank the Kamala Harris campaign, which I think it's beautiful. I think it's him getting a little bit of payback for the fact that Kamala Harris and her enablers pushed him right over the cliff. Well, having said that, I told you we were going to end on an up note. Fun note, anyway. Netflix has this brand new 6-episode documentary out on Vince McMahon. It is entitled Mr. McMahon. I have now watched it twice. I know it sounds crazy, but I have. I have watched it twice. I watched it the first time, and I thought, all right, it's okay. You know, not bad. I checked with some of my friends who are still in the business. Like, yeah, you know, it's pretty close. And I've got a couple of friends who actually spent time working for Vince. I'm not here to tell you that I worked for Vince. I worked exactly one time in the big setting when I did WrestleMania. I've told you that story. The one where Stone Cold Steve Austin went over Shawn Michaels. And we had Pete Rose was there, who was absolutely hysterical. Mike Tyson was there, who was pretty funny. Where else? I mean, we NWA New England, we did a lot of jobs, if you will, for McMahon when he came to town. But I don't really have a lot of history with him. So I watched it. I thought, yeah, these are the buzz that I've heard for years. Now, I personally have a bone of contention with McMahon because, as successful a businessman as he is, and he's brilliant, he destroyed what I loved, which was pro wrestling. It hasn't been pro wrestling in decades. It's been sports entertainment. But that's my perspective. Now, Mike Dickinson, a little younger than I am, and I know he grew up watching pro wrestling, but he's very much, he's on board with sports entertainment. So I wanted to find out from Mike what it was that he thought of the documentary and what he's hearing from some of his friends. Mike, thank you for joining us on a Friday, buddy.
Anytime for you, anytime.
Well, I appreciate it. I saw pictures of you with Cody Rhodes, and for Wednesday, you should know that Colette McKeachin now says if you are arrested for being part of a pro-Hamas terror, you know, a pro-Hamas picket or gathering, whatever we're going to call it, you have to write a one-page paper on the First Amendment. Yeah,
that sounds like Colette. No real consequences.
She's not fooling around anymore. It used to be a half a page. All right, so Mike, tell me, you've watched Mr. McMahon, the 6-part series on Netflix. What are you thinking?
I thought that it was very good. I thought that it very much. I thought like the first 5 episodes really were pretty much just. Well, really, probably the first 4 episodes were a complete like history of WWE and wrestling.
Yeah.
Talking about, you know, how it formed, how Vince bought it from his father, how he kind of created this vision and built it. Really, the beginnings were all kind of built around having this over-the-top big personality, Hulk Hogan.
Right.
And then how he kind of changed it and going to the times to be more reality-based. And then how it kind of went from this little mom-and-pop general store to being what it is now, which is Walmart.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like that was one probably my takeaway from it.
All right. Now, I'm curious to know, because I put myself in this category, and I say it all the time, I am a pro wrestling guy. I've never really been the quote sports entertainment guy. I probably fell off the ship right as the whole Hulkamania thing was running wild. After that, I don't know. I just haven't found it to be my cup of tea. But you do like the sports entertainment portion, right?
Yes, I like the idea that they create these characters and they have a story. I mean, I thought the Cody Rhodes story that reached its conclusion last year when he won the championship at WrestleMania, mm-hmm. and it took almost two and a half years to tell that story. I thought that was probably the best job of sports entertainment and storytelling that they have done for a while. But I like those kinds of stories where they take something and you know, there's a good guy, there's a very defined good guy, there's a very defined bad guy, and it looks like it's not going to be surmountable for the good guy to go over, and then everything comes together. And I think if you look at the best storylines in the history of WWE that I've liked, you know, Daniel Bryan overcoming the Authority to win, you know, Cody Rhodes, I like the DX Attitude Era and Stone Cold Era too, because those guys were, you know, those were the first time, and I think they were the early runners of what we see now, which is Vince was smart enough to build up the anti-hero, the bad guy, so to speak, the one that does what we all wish we could do and say those things, and they became, you know, I mean, Stone Cold should have been a bad guy, but everybody loved, everyone has always wanted to tell their boss those things, and same thing with DX.
You know, that's a great point. Mike Dickinson is joining us, and Mike is a great guy, does our reporting as well, but he is a dedicated WWE fan, and we're talking a little bit about this six-part series on Netflix called Mr. McMahon. You're absolutely right. Vince created or allowed the people to cheer for Stone Cold Steve Austin. Now, if you go back even a generation, even a decade, it was clear. Bad guys were easily defined, right? First, they were the Germans. Then they were the Japanese. They were the the Soviets, the Iranians, right? There was always a national hook to it that played into whatever was happening on the world stage. And it was always that all-American guy, whether it was Bob Backlund or later on Hulk Hogan, that, as you say, would go over. But Stone Cold Steve Austin speaks for... He really was the everyman, right? He was like, hey... Boss, blank you.
Right. And he was the guy that everybody at some point in their life that's had a job, which is all of us, have wanted to be, because he's the guy that would just say and do whatever anyone wanted to do. And that's what I think, you know, he was the first guy to do that. And Vince McMahon was smart enough to realize he had something with that and be like, hey, this is redefining what the good guy is. He's a bad guy, but he's a good guy.
Yep.
And it's not really traditional. And if you look at really, it began the whole Attitude Era. And you know, I mean, I think that Bischoff is in it and talks a little bit about it, but Vince saw some of the good things that Bischoff started with the NWO and I guess the reality TV. I mean, everything we see now on TV and TV shows and movies, it's a lot of reality-based stuff, like stuff that could really happen in real life.
That's right.
And, you know, NWO was the first one where you couldn't tell, hey, do these people really not like each other? Are they from WWE? What are they doing here? Is this personal to them? Is this like a real thing? And then Vince saw that and was like, hey, I could do something with this. And then he created DX, and then that kind of transformed a whole bunch of other, I mean, like, when you had, I mean, all the stuff that you saw with, like, CM Punk v. Triple H.
Yep.
Hey, do they really not like each other? Is Cody Rhodes really being kept down on purpose? Is Daniel Bryan, is Triple H and Stephanie really, do they really dislike Daniel Bryan? Is Triple H really this bad guy when he was in that character?
Yeah.
And so Vince was smart enough to tap into all of that.
He did. And I'll tell you what, I think the guy who comes across, Vince is clearly brilliant. He may be evil. He may be this, that, or the other, but he's brilliant. And I think that Paul Levesque, Triple H, comes across as one of, it's going to sound weird, but one of the great thinkers, one of the best minds in the business. Mike, I appreciate you jumping on today. We'll do that again. We got to get some extra time where we just have a little fun and investigate this a little bit more. That is Mike Dickinson, good guy. Follow him over on X, Mike D4RVA. 545, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Self high five.
It is Friday. Oh, yes, it is. Congratulations. We have made it. Self high fives all the way around. I got a couple of notes here, Jeff. Are there any tickets left for Politics and Pints? That's a great question. I don't honestly know the answer. I'm hoping that there aren't, but there might be. So I would suggest you head on over, WRBA.com. Go ahead, do it now, WRBA.com. See if we got any tickets left. It's probably going to be the last time we're at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell for a while, because it's a road show. You know, this is going to be the third time we're there. So we'll be moving it to other parts of Central Virginia. I would say get it. We got Brian Kilmeade's coming in. Dana Lash is coming in. Obviously, the regular crew is there. It's going to be great stuff. Now, I have to take a moment here. It's almost like a public service announcement because, you know, health is important for each of us. Jeremy, if you would, please cut number four. Very, very important health message.
Hey, everyone. So I'm doing my makeup, but I just wanted to take a second to talk about a really important issue that affects so many of us. There's a lot of people out there that don't have to worry about this, but there's also a lot of women like me that do. And that's getting our prostate checked and getting screening done for prostate cancer. This is just so important, especially if you're at risk and you're getting older, that you take care of this. And so this is just an issue I feel very strongly about. I feel that it should be part and parcel of any OBGYN exam. It's time we start prioritizing women's health in a very real way. And so I just wanted to get on here and talk about it because it's a taboo subject for a lot of women out there. But anyways, never feel bad for putting your health first and putting you first. So anyways, I just wanted to share that with you. You're not alone. Bye, everyone.
Well, there you go. And good luck, by the way, finding an OBGYN who knows anything about a prostate. Don't they skip that whole section of school? Am I able to go into my doctor, by the way? Let me think about a public service health announcement here. As a man, I believe it's important for me to go in for my my annual pap smear. Now, I know what you're thinking. Jeff, the doctor is going to say to you, hey, what are you doing here? And what am I going to say? I'm going to say, well, I need to be checked. I don't want to get ovarian cancer. And the doctor's going to say, sir, you have a 100% chance of not getting ovarian cancer. Why? Because you don't have ovaries. That's why. Oh. Can I call out from work one day and say, oh, I have to stay home. My uterus hurts today. No, no, you may not. That's because you do not have a uterus, sir. Oh. But will the doctor examine my uterus? No, sir, because you don't have a uterus. Well, what about my ovaries? No, sir, because you don't have ovaries. You seem to be confused, sir. Well, what about my annual pap smear? Sir, you don't have a pap. We can't smear any. No, no, no. Now, look, the guy there, I mean, what can I say? He's apparently a major social media fan, social media figure, rather, way, a so-called influencer. Okay. And he presents this character as a woman. He says he's a woman. I'm here to tell you, I don't care. No, I mean, I really don't. I wish him a long, very happy, very healthy life. And I agree with him that he needs to go and have a prostate exam. Because he's a guy.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
Thank you. That's when they separate. Like the OBGYNs go through the left door and the urologists go through the right door and never the twain shall meet again, right? I wish the guy well. I really do. I hope he has a long, happy, healthy life. But the idea that you are going to force medical professionals to play make-believe is absolutely absurd. How much is that going to cost, by the way? How much does that cost the insurance company? I pay insurance premiums, and I know that my premiums are divvied up to pay for a whole bunch of stuff. And if you're telling me now that we're going to pretend that women have prostates and men have ovaries, that's going to be more expensive. What about those human beings who are now telling us, oh, well, we're really cats, we're really dogs? Okay. Are they going to be seen by veterinarians? Or is the veterinarian going to say, look, I actually work on animals, non-human animals? At some point, somebody's just got to, say enough is enough. All right, I got time for one final little thing. No, we're going to save that for Monday, Germ. I want to save the long Biden clip for Monday, but I do want to get a storm update from Joe Biden, please.
What do the states in the storm zone need, Mr. President?
Okay.
What do the states in the storm zone, what do they need after what you saw today?
Oh, in the storm zone?
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering what storm you're talking about. They're getting everything they need. And they're very happy across the board.
No doubt about it. Happy, happy, joy, joy. That's what's going on. So there you have it. People who are suffering with the after effects of, you know, that storm, Mr. President. That hurricane, Hank, Helena, Helena, whatever. Yeah, that storm. That's the one. The thing, right? You know, the thing. Now, Monday, I wanted to make sure you're here because I have unearthed a little piece of sound, and Jeremy is going to make sure we've got it for Monday. This will give you some pause when you hear it because it's leading me to believe that Joe Biden is actually doing his best to tank the campaign of Kamala Harris, that this is going to be his big, giant October surprise. His October surprise is, hey, you done me dirty. And all respect to a Ric Flair, Joe Biden is the dirtiest player in the game. Or maybe Jill Biden is the dirtiest player in the game. We'll see. All right, Monday is October the 7th. 1 year since Israel was invaded and innocent people, 1,200 or so, were slaughtered. It is Israel's 9/11. And we'll have some special guests on Monday to talk all about that. It is Friday. So I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you are Hebraically challenged, simply means have yourself a great weekend. And since we have done, since October the 7th, 2023, we end with the Israeli national anthem, HaTikvah, which is Hebrew for the hope.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.